But it is really a great, great plan. Actually, their plan is better than the plan I have under my husband's company. I would almost prefer switching over to this plan if I could pay for it.
You can as a trustee.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, it's that good. Well, as a trustee, we don't get the self-funding that the employees get because we're not under that umbrella like they are. We can self-fund for the employees. We cannot self-fund for the trustees. So for trustees, it's not as great, but it's a really darn good plan.
But in summary, it's going to come in under the $500,000.
Yeah, it'll come in under. So I encourage you, if you want to hear about it, Saturday, we're having a presentation. It's not a meeting. It's not an official anything. It's for the trustees to listen and to ask questions. We did it with the past board. Paul, I think you were part of that, and it was very informative. We just had a recap with the employees to bring them, you know, for an annual, you know, understanding. It's excellent. It's excellent. So I encourage both Trustee McFadden and Trustee McHugh to attend. I think, Alan, you were
last year, you understand it.
I encourage you to come, you know, if you're going to be here. And just to segue into that, are you able to come Saturday?
No.
So you saw the notice to come, but you're not going to come?
I didn't see any notice.
Debbie has sent out three emails.
Last week or the week before?
Is there a vote?
The week before.
But nobody.
No, it's not a vote. It's educational.
No, I can't come.
Okay.
So that'll be the last one. So I'll just cancel it because your understanding of
everything.
It was for me.
It was for you.
No, don't waste the man's time.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just talk to you guys.
Okay. So I'll just cancel it with him. But I know you've been on the presentations. I've been on them. Alan's been on them. John Moon sat in on one.
I think Paul wants to come to it again.
Paul sat in on it. So I'll just cancel that. So Debbie, why don't we send an email to Brad and just let him know that the trustees don't need it and we don't want to waste his time.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to make sure that nobody said they wouldn't know.
Give a little bit more history.
Sure.
I mean, the history is, used to be DPW and the police were on NYSHA. And we as a village had to offer them an equivalent or better policy in order to incent them to go to something else. That's what it's predicated. And to Mary Jo's credit, she found this and investigated that. And then we offered it, the DPW and the three employees of the village, which is Debbie, John,
Jeff, Denise.
And Denise are all on it. And I don't think anybody's had any grumbles as of yet. Debbie's been a little bit irresponsible about using it, but she said boss was slightly more conscientious.
Well, thank you, Alan. That was a very clear explanation.
Well, she admitted it earlier on in the day.
throw her under.
Yeah. But it really is just, and most municipalities are switching over to this option to offer it. And, you know, where it's one of the negotiating factors we're still under with the police union, and the DPW has very much embraced it. And actually the union rep is doing it for some other things that he's working on.
And then what was NYSHA went up, costs of insurance, NYSHA went up, 8 or 12% this year?
12%.
So it's a big ticket item for the village. If we can offer a comparable policy that is satisfactory to the employees, gives them the same coverage, but gives the village cost savings or potential cost savings.
And we are also giving back to them to the fact of, you know, we're picking up their deductibles and all sorts of things. So it also helps them out of the uncertain dollar amount that floats over their heads.
Yeah.
Okay, so that handles that. Obviously, the capital notes of principal, interest, debt service, all of that is kind of self-explanatory. We will have some debt service rolling off in the next couple of years. I think on the water department side.
I think it's next year it rolls off.
Next year, so that's why I'm saying there's savings that we already know forecasted for 18-19 budget that we're able to already knowing how we're going to be funding going forward for the bond. Moving on. Okay, so yeah, we'll this is that's about the end of the general budget. So let's open up for more.
I'm not familiar with you.
So the difference in the previously circulated budget shows debt, principal, and interest payments next year of 220, and the 412 budget says 110. How? Why has the
surplus. That was what we, that was the discussion we had earlier on. So they're taking it out of the allocated surplus.
But you're taking out of the surplus, right? But you're still, you're only reducing your borrowings by $100,000. Don't you still, how does that reduce your repayment by? In other words, you're only reducing your borrowing $4 million, right?
You're borrowing $4 million, you've got, say, $210,000 interest and principal.
Right.
Then you've got an upfront cost of debt issuance of $220,000. So.
Oh, so you're using the $120,000 to pay your
yes,
debt,
yes.
Principal and debt, not to reduce your expenditures.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah.
Glad we'd be of help.
Absolutely. Just showing them away.
And yeah. We're also, it's going to be an interest, this year we're going to be a benefit because with the bond, you know, there's all these like time frames that we have to go through of, you know, notifications in the paper and then, you know, other processes before we actually go out to auction. We can, once we go out to auction and we start the process of breaking ground for the dam, we don't get billed till a month after that. So the months kind of tick by before we even have to make a payment. So it's sort of an interesting, you know, maneuvering right there, okay? Well, I wouldn't call it interesting maneuver, it's just how it's going to work out, time frame. So it's kind of time is in our favor. Any other questions on the general budget side? Okay, can we move to the water budget? Water fund is pretty, and here's where, you know, Sally can, you know, ask her a question. I'll just go through it, Sally, for just a second, and then you can chime in on that. So on the water fund side, you have your metered sales. We're being conservative on the tentative metered sales for 2017-18 because we've had some that have gone to well water for irrigation while they were in the process of doing their irrigation with normal water. So even though we have received those funds for this budget year, we know that they won't be there for next budget year. So we made sure we took those out of the budget, those particular accounts, because we already sort of knew what their water usage was, and it was a number that would not carry through going forward for history.
There's also been a lot of new plantings that require water year one,
right,
but less
right
year two.
And we've had a couple of customers that have had to do a lot of watering from year one, and they're not going to be doing it for next year because their plants are now, you know, substantiated in the ground.
Question, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Is there a lot of arrears on water billing?
Yes. So let's talk about arrears. So in the arrears factor, we have two sets of accounts in the metered sales. We have the town and we have the village. In the village, that always gets levied on your taxes. If you don't pay, then we go to the county. You know, there's a certain time of the year that we do that. Actually, I can tell you,
June 1st,
coming up soon. We do that around, you know, so around June,
yeah.
I mean May, end of May.
John gets the water bill out last week.
Right.
And it's by June 1st.
By June, we're already signing off.
Yes.
Yes.
We're already signing off. So there is going to be some funds coming in, but we're always a year behind on those, or just think of it that way. We're always a year behind.
But that's not the big part of the arrears.
That's
either.
Not the big part, but it's a decent amount, but at least we can recoup those. And it recoups with penalties and with interest. The county pays us, they keep the penalties, but we get the interest. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So once that goes to the state legislature, because that's who takes care of those type of things, as you know, water bills as well as property taxes, if I'm correct, they do both on the taxes, those who don't pay their property taxes,
yes,
and the water,
yes,
bills.
Yes, it's one and the same.
If some of the ones.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So both of those are handled by the state legislature. Once it enters their system, you cannot claw it back. Let's say I forgot to pay my bill, oh my gosh, but it's already gone through the process. It's through the process. If it was done in error, there is a process to unwind, but it's a very, you know, lengthy process of paperwork that has to be done, and you have to have it argued in front of the state legislature, and then they can unwind it. But we already kind of start receiving our funds. So that's how the village part is handled. The town is different. We do not have a water district for the town. So in the town, we cannot levy their taxes. Only thing we can do, honestly, is cut off their water. But that is a process also. There has to be the correct notifications that are done, You also have to look at the circumstances. There could be a situation where you have an elderly person that is really in, you know, bad situations. We call in, we have the options that we call in Senior Protective Services to help us, which we've had to do a couple of times. They come in, they start assessing it, then that's a whole nother process. We've had residents over there that are trying to pitch in and help a resident if they can't pay because of whatever circumstances. So unfortunately, it's a little bit more difficult. We do send notices. We now put things in the water bill that says if you don't pay, this will be the process. We'll be discussing at the next meeting if we want to engage a, you know, Trustee McFadden has said, and I agree with him, we really should implement a credit service possibly to take the onus off of the village because it's its own, it's not a government-run business. It's a business within the village of Texoma Park. Yeah. It's its own water business. So to have your deputy clerk or your clerk trying to chase the money down kind of is an awkward position to be in. Do we want to go after the individual that may be having out of the ordinary circumstances? We will have to go on a case-by-case basis of those type of situations and see what we can best do. But on the overall, if someone's just not paying, it may be best, and that's something that we're going to have to debate at the table.
Do you have a ballpark?
Mark.
Yes, we do.
330 customers in the village, 330.
Approximately.
In town, of which maybe 50 are commercials in town. Mm-hmm. Commercials pretty much all paid up.
Yeah.
We have a few, 30, 35, that are problematic residents in town year in, year out. What we could do is take them to the small claims court. Again, it's...
What's a ballpark for you?
110,000.
110,000 total?
Total.
No.
No, it's like 70-something.
You know, at its worst, it was 110. We got it down to 70.
Yep.
We took the policy, because I'm not a fan of the credit right. bureau. We sent certified letters to the residents right. informing them. We escalated it. We got John to be more proactive. We got our receivables down. And that's during a time period where the water rates basically doubled. So... It was, when you factor that in, mm-hmm. it was a pretty decent accomplishment.
And you know, if we had someone to take these people to small claims court, it would be nice. It's not really worthwhile paying an outside lawyer to go to small claims court to collect $500, $700.
Right. Yeah. And the optics aren't great either.
And we work with them, so in the sense of, if the interest rates of, you know, we try to work with them if they need to make payments per month. So we just take it as a case by case.
And some of them are 2-3 years in arrears.
We're being a little bit more diligent in making sure that we don't put them in a bad position of not paying their bills for long or to find out what's happening. It could be a circumstance that they weren't aware of. So we've able to whittle it down. So I would say now on average, it's approximately around 70 is what it looks like. From the total of the two.
Right, and the numbers are skewed. I think there were three people in town.
Well, you know, you're essentially acting as a utility.
We are a utility.
You have the powers that a utility has, but of course you don't want to exercise them, which Orange or Rockland is happy to do if you don't pay, and that's to put you in the dark. But in terms of collecting, say, from town residents, I think you've laid out the only real possibility. Right. You're not going to cut off the service or reduce the flow. The only possibility is to commence small claims actions right. in the town court, which has jurisdiction up to $3,000.
Right.
And
that's something we could do. One of us could go there and do that.
Yeah.
Or you could have a separate water district.
Or we could have a separate water district.
In which case you'd have the same benefits terms of
right.
levying so on the taxes.
Compensated as you do for mm-hmm. village residents.
So these are the, mm-hmm. this is where we are now at that point. We needed just to get a handle on what was going on and analyzing, and it's a process.
But, you know, it does impact the budget to an extent.
It does.
You know, $70,000.
But it's not yearly $7,000.
Should we write it off?
It's a collective cumulative over 3-4 years of $70,000.
No, I understand, but it's still out there.
A lot of it's heavily weighted in interest.
And penalty.
Just so you know.
Which we'll probably never get.
So what we've done is we've worked with the homeowner if there's something that's just really out of the ordinary. And then it's better to get something than nothing.
Of course.
So we have.
We settle the claim.
We settle it.
And try to get it.
And we do that. And then we, if it's someone that's in really dire need of other extenuating circumstances, we go to the next level of what we need to get them help and all of that. So it's a process.
But Mayor, I think what I'm hearing is that Mark wants to volunteer to be the person in small claims. Is that all?
That's a lot of paperwork going down into the town clerk, but yeah, it's possible.
So anyway, so that's where we are on. So hopefully that answered the question on that.
That's a great idea.
Penalties and interest.
Thank you, Mark. No, I mean small claims.
So the capital improvement fee, you can see that number has gone up, and that's based on the formula of what the bills are. So that's calculated through a formula. Penalties and interest, that pretty much a lot of that comes from the village side, and well, obviously the village and the town side, depending on the interest of the water bills. Interfund revenues, that's the flow through. That's how that works. If you have any questions, Debbie can talk to you about how those funds have to flow through. Appropriation surplus, the same thing. Appropriations on engineering. So here we have, you know, this is pretty self-explanatory. Any engineering that has to be done in the water department, that's what those are for. There's a certain part of the insurance for the buildings that has to be done through this fund and not the general fund because it's on the water budget. Taxes on village property, it's very minimal. And then there's the lakes reservoir management. So here we've got.
Sally, that's where your milfoil is.
That's the 100,000. So in this 100,000, Alan has gotten two bids. Alan got two quotes from Solitude. Not Solitude, from.
Sorry, what are we talking about?
The milfoil company.
Milfoil, we don't have any.
Well, you got two numbers.
Alan.
Sorry. With regard to
the harvesting for the milfoil,
the vacuum harvesting,
right?
Yes,
and he got two quotes on that, or not quotes, but they gave him two sets of numbers of what it would take to do. One was like 80 something, 9,000, and that was 102.
It was between 90 and $105,000,
right,
to vacuum harvest,
right,
Tuxedo Lake, and that was estimated for between 55 and 65 days, where it was front end loaded. In the spring to deal with that, then come back in the fall. That was including keeping our barrier curtain up on the south part of the lake, because that's a different kettle of fish. So it was putting the barrier curtain in, doing the perimeter of the lake to minimize the growth, get it under control, and start tackling the south end. And they expected if we did that, then it would be a declining bounce over the years because we would get a handle on it. So that's what we were talking about. This year to date, we've spent $52,000 on it. Obviously, if we've got a surplus of Claudio's $71,000, which isn't going to go to a surplus, it will be used.
$277,000.
This year's net income number.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Will be used, some of it will be when we've already gone through our budget this year of 50K. So when they come this spring, we will be eating into that number. So we're budgeting 100K for June 1st through May 31st, 2018. This year, we're going to be over budget by the dollar spend of the 30 to 35 days that they come this spring.
What about the WEWA in Milfoil?
They dealt with that.
Well, the problem with the WEWA is if we're going along with the dam, we're going to be draining it. Mm-hmm. And I've asked Solitude, when they speak next Thursday, to address that issue. Next Wednesday, to address that issue, because it's a very good question to which I certainly don't have an answer. And obviously,
it's based on how much winter, how many days, all that, right?
Yeah.
Something like
yeah.
That, yeah.
But the question is, what's the best way to deal with it, given we're draining it, and basically
right.
The milfoil exists between 0 and 8 feet of water.
So there could be another cost.
Oh, there could be a significant cost. What the question, obviously, hopefully we can shove it into the bond and deal with it that way, but I'm not sure anybody has a handle on what the best course of remediation for that is. I've asked them to articulate that to us, what they think their course of action is. I'm sure CHA might have different opinions.
Should we put something in the budget, do you think?